John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
Well, going back, it's quite a few weeks ago now, we had a gentleman on the line called Alan out at Kamarunga. Why? Because he gave us details of an awful business, dreadful business, because his daughter's dog had been taken by a crocodile. Now, the aspects of it that were particularly alarming for a start, it was a really loved pet of the family. It happened in a situation where you've often got kids fishing, just dropping a line in there at the old Kamarunga Bridge, which meant that there was a real risk to children. Fundamentally, kids are not aware, like adults are sometimes aware, of real dangers, ever-present dangers. So it makes it particularly dangerous that there was a crocodile big enough to do that, take that big-ish dog, in a matter of fractions of seconds, probably. So a hell of a lot of parents, quite legitimately, were very concerned. Someone put a sign up, beware, there's a crocodile here. The sign was taken down almost immediately, who knows by whom. But once again, I thought, how irresponsible is that? We're talking about children's lives here. Anyway, any number of people said, well, hang on a minute. The crocodile, they're saying, took the dog, was seen, and it had been seen. It was a relatively small crocodile. Now you pick up the Cairns Post here from Saturday, and this is what it says. A 3.9-metre saltwater crocodile has been removed from the Barron River at Caravonica. Now, it goes on to say the croc was captured by the Dawalwaru Aboriginal Corporation January 23 after it was identified as being, in inverted commas, too large. It was transferred to the Environment Department Friday morning. A DES spokesman confirmed it had been found in a zone targeted for removals, with the animal stretching to 3.5 metres long. Anyway, the spokesman said the department kept the croc until it could be relocated. Look, the fact of the matter is, once again, any number of people said, oh, hang on a minute, this information has been misleading right from the start. There's a bigger croc. We've seen him around for a long time and nothing successful or nothing effective has been done to get rid of him, because obviously that was going to be a clear and present danger to anybody either wandering through there, living nearby, wandering through, especially with a dog fishing over off the little old bridge, whatever. So can we relax now? Well, now, well, probably not until we get a change in policy from the relevant department, because they're much too tolerant of these killers living in our suburbs, in our creeks, waterways, whatever, especially where kids are often playing. I've got Alan on the line now just to fundamentally pick up on what he thinks about this latest development. He was suspicious right from the beginning that the crocodile captured was not the relevant killer of his daughter's dog. Is he there? Yes, he is. Alan, good morning.
G'day, John. How are you going?
I'm all right, Al. Talk to me about what you think about this latest development.
Well, any croc that's taken out of the Barron's a good thing, John, but I think, yeah, I've done some investigation and I think they've dropped 700 millimetres off that length of that crocodile. Not that it matters, but yeah, it's a big crocodile that should have been taken. But my information was it's a lot longer than that. So, but that's here nor there. The thing is, John, I've spoken to DNR since the accident and incident, I should say, and they assure me that any croc in there is, once you see it, it's sold for removal. Now, that if that crocodile was 4 metres, let's say it was 4 metres, that would, I would say that's probably a 20-year-old, maybe a 30-year-old crocodile. So, what, it's such a good hider, it can evade capture for 20 years. That things just don't add up to what they tell us, and in reality, John, it's certainly two different ways of interpreting the Crocodile Act.
Well, could it not have moved here in the meantime? You know, I mean, it might have got to 10 years living up in the Daintree or something and come south looking for a mate and settled in the Barron River. That would not be a possibility?
Oh, no, I don't say that's not a possibility, but at least 10 years in the Barron River system, well, what have they been doing? If any croc it is sighted in there is, tick for removal, well, he's had a pretty easy life for 10 years, hasn't he? And we've all seen him, so they can't say that, no, we haven't seen it. Like, all the locals have seen this croc. Now, I don't know if that crocodile there was the one responsible, you know, unless you cut his guts up and see if there's a dog collar in there, who knows? But, you know, me and the wife went out on Boxing Day in our punt out the back there, and we saw another crocodile around that length as well, but he was like a grey, sort of a lighter colour than that one in the cage. So there's more than one croc. And you mentioned about the kids with the signs.
Yes.
Now, it doesn't matter if it's kids or adults. They don't see it. That signs, you go blind after a while. So you've got to take the problem away rather than the sign, because people just get blasé about signs and they don't, they see them, but they don't interpret them. Any day of the week, like I say, they're down there on the weekend fishing. And so they should go down there fishing, but, it's that brown, the water at the moment from the tableland. He could be underneath that bridge every day and they wouldn't know until it's too late.
Let's go back to the size. You're raising a question mark about the size of the one they just caught?
Yeah, well, on social media, you got to take that as gospel, but on social media, that crocodile was estimated at 4.6, that one they had in the paper on satellite. But on satellite, they said it was 3.9.
Yeah.
Who cares about half a metre here and there, but it's still a bloody big croc and a very dangerous crocodile. And, they've done the right thing by removing it, but there's plenty more work to do yet, mate.
Can I just come back to this size thing? Where did you see the 4.6 metres estimate?
It was in social media, Facebook.
Okay. What are your thoughts about the size of it? Have you seen various photos or just the one in the Cairns Post on Saturday?
Well, I saw the social media ones and that one, which is that crocodile, but, 500 mil here or there doesn't matter. That's still a mean-looking crocodile that's not really suitable for the CBD of Cairns.
Thank you.
I mean, like I keep saying, John, it'll only take one bloody kid or one tourist to get chopped by one of these things, and you can kiss all that recovery goodbye in the tourist industry, I can assure you of that.
Yeah. While we're on this subject, I just want to read this little letter to the editor in the Cairns Post from Saturday too. This is Barry Braze at Mareeba. And it's under the heading, Stay Away from the Edge. Regarding the number of ever-increasing incidents involving crocodiles, which unfortunately include some tragic results, whenever I go bush, and from what I've seen over the years, I not only keep a respectable distance from the water's edge, but continually scan the area away from the riverbank. He goes on to say, I've seen the cheeky devils at times take positions away from the water's edge, so any prey ends up between them and the water. Once again, emphasising the sort of dangers we face here with these things living in the midst of in a suburbs.
Yeah, well, Barry's 100% right there. But like he said, when he goes bush, not when he goes down Sheridan Street or Kemmerunga Road. Yeah. So, there's a big difference between being croc aware up bush, and of course you would be. But being croc aware in the CBD of a major city, I think there's two different ways of looking at that one, John.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, I remember Brett Oles was on the show and he said something about a line at the Boyne River down in just south of Rockhampton there, Tenham Sand. Mm. Now, I asked the DNR about that, and they said, that is a thing. So obviously the politicians are only worried about crocodiles if it's in their end of town, not up here. The locals in far north, where they can go sing for Dixie.
That's it.
Yeah, that's their because we're not getting the representation. I don't know what they do down there, but it's obviously Brisbane's represented in Cairns rather than Cairns represented in Brisbane. I don't know where that goes, because people keep voting for the same mob. So how's that going to change?
I know what you're saying, but I'm glad we've had this update on this situation, because we've got to keep pressure on the authorities to value human lives ahead of the lives of these damn reptiles in our rivers and creeks. It's outrageous. Well, you talk to people overseas, they say, it can't be true. They wouldn't take risks with human lives like that. Well, come to Australia and see what our wildlife people actually want done, and that's fundamentally putting the lives of these damn things ahead of our own families, members of our own families.
Well, North Queensland lives aren't worth as much as South Queensland ones. Mm. Just by that line in the sand. Like, yeah, we can tolerate anything up above that river, but anything below, no, it's got to go straight away. John, can I just make a comment on something else?
Yep.
Steve Moss, the Deputy Premier, he last week was came out and was appalled that the judges gave lenient sentence or released some kids down in Townsville.
Yeah.
Now, like for a deputy, this is where Danny Beatros comes in with the leadership. A deputy premier obviously doesn't know the separations of power. Like, he knows the only way that you can stop that is by him and his mob, as well as the other politicians, to change the law.
Yeah.
That's given the discretion. I can't believe he came out and said that. He has got no idea what the hell he's talking about. He said, I think it's just grandstanding to say, oh, they're very concerned. But if you're concerned, change the law. Mm. And the judges can't change the law. They just enforce it or will interpret it. And, you know, whether it's lenient or not, which I think it is. But, yeah, there's a distinct way to get things done, and that's for politicians to actually change the law.
And I've got to tell you, Cameron Dick has run for cover. He said, oh, what has he said? What was he thinking? It says here in the Courier Mail today, he was asked about Mr. Miles' comments, and Cameron Dick suggested he had to be careful about what he said following the magistrate's decision. He distanced himself from his deputy leader. Imagine what's being said behind closed doors today in far-off Brisbane.
And this is the quality of the leadership we have in this country. It is so embarrassing. I've got a suggestion. Why don't they bring in a law to take that discretion away from the judges and bring in a mandatory minimum sentence? So if you steal a car, maybe it's your third offence, you get 3 months jail. And then if you come back again, well, you get six. And that takes that leniency or discretion out of the judge's hand, because if you get a repeat offender, he could be there every week, just turning up, killing time at the courthouse, because there's no consequences of what they do. So get tough with them and say, okay, well, you want to keep doing it, you're going to get the message eventually. But that'd be a bridge too far. That you'd have to show some bravery in that. You'd have to stand by your decision. We haven't got anyone to stand up and show bravery in the political side of society.
The one that took people's breath away was just a few short weeks ago, a dangerous teenage car thief and burglar. Some crime spree. Even after more than 80 charges, he'd never had a single conviction. Some juvenile justice system, 80 charges, not one conviction. And he shows according to police, he shows no signs of stopping.
Well, the reason they do that is that they don't want him to have a record when he turns into a adult. But what sort of future is this person going to have if I don't think he's going to be a civil member of society. I'm pretty sure of that. It's just all about the leadership. We really have got none. So,
Alan, appreciate the update today. Thank you. That's Alan on the line over at Kamaranga.